SEN Summer Breakfast, all the rage at the moment. Zion Williamson in the NBA and American sport in general. Kingy, you've never seen the Smoothie King Center like this. And absolutely, they brought the house down there in the fourth quarter. Zion Williamson running absolutely right. And our man, the NBA reporter for ESPN, he joined us earlier this week, Andrew Lopez. I read his report yesterday. He wrote, for 3 minutes and 8 seconds, Smoothie King Center turned into Zion Williamson's playground. Andrew, I reckon that was like something you'd never seen over there.
It was, look, I've been in that building for playoff games. I've been in that building for a lot of big moments. I don't remember it ever being as loud as it was last night. I think it was kind of the culmination of just shot after shot after shot after shot after shot. They kind of picked it up. It wasn't just the one big moment. I mean, Anthony Davis was in there, and AD would have, a big dog, or AD would have a big alley-oop, but the 6 or 7 straight possessions of him just dominating and hitting those open shots was unlike anything I'd seen.
Yeah, because Spurs were happy to give him the 3-point shot. He just kept knocking them down.
Yeah, and that was the thing. He had never made 4 3-pointers in a game before. Not in college. He didn't do it in AAU. At college, I think his high was 3. He had never had a game where he had made, if he shot at least 2 threes, he had never had a game where he had made all of them. And so they were giving it to him, and Zion kind of told us afterwards, he's like, when you're hurt and in your rehab, when you can't do a lot of movement, you can't do a lot of cutting, you do a lot of set shots, you do a lot of 3-point shooting, and then you kind of saw it kind of pay off there.
What sort of coverage did it get? What sort of levels did it reach over there with your viewership or even just the reviews?
So there was 165 media members credentialed last night. It was just an insane atmosphere. From the player's perspective and from the media side. And ESPN PR put out a tweet a little while ago. It was the average audience for the game was 2.4 million. The peak viewers were, I think, around 2.7, 2.8.
Wow.
That's up 88% from last year from a comparable game. The average rating for the game itself tied for ESPN's highest-rated NBA game of the season that wasn't on Christmas. That's up 100% over the same date last year. So a lot of eyeballs were on Zion Williamson just for what he was able to get done.
They were going absolutely nuts in there, Andrew, Alex. But what was Alvin Gentry? Has he been scared to show his face this morning? Because he pulled him from the floor with 5 minutes left, and they're up by a point, and they lost.
Yeah, so Alvin was kind of taking a lot of flack for that because it wasn't – I'll go like this. It was not his decision. If it was up to him, Zion would have continued to play. He was listening to the medical team. It was a 100% medical decision. There was even a couple of points where he tried to put Nicolo Melli in the game and pulled him back because Zion was kind of going, so crazy. So – but it was a medical thing. It was a long-term thing. The Pels had only decided to play him for so many minutes. Obviously, Zion was upset. Alvin Gentry even said, as a coach, it hurt him to do it. He told I'm Mark Spears over at ESPN, hey, if he told Zion, he's like, if I don't take you out, you're going to have a new coach in the morning. So I got to take you out of the team right now.
Nah, it's such a long-term investment. Yeah, you got to protect your investment. But we hear that he might have recovered okay, and he took part in some practice today, so everything's he's pulled up well.
Yeah, everything went fine this morning. He participated in practice. He didn't have any sort of setbacks. Was a full participant to go today. So they don't know what his restrictions will be for the game tomorrow, but nothing, no setbacks or anything today. So that was a positive sign.
Where to from here for the team? I mean, I know it's all about winning games and potentially making the playoffs, but where to from here?
Right now they just want to continue to watch him develop and integrate him back into the lineup. This is a team who started 6-22 this season, 7-23, and then they won 11-16 before the game against the Spurs. And they're really trying to just stay, stay afloat and stay and try to push for that final playoff spot. They think they can push for the final playoff spot. Lonzo Ball has been playing fantastic. Brandon Ingram's been playing like an all-star this year, so they think once all of those pieces start to get going, adding Zion to that mix is only going to help them.
So, Andrew, the Pelicans have got the Nuggets at home again tomorrow. Another sellout?
Oh, I expect another sellout. I think it's going to be a very long time before we don't see a sellout in the Smoothie King, as long as Zion is playing. Brandon Ingram joked about that the other night. Once they see him, it's going to be sold out for the rest of the season. So it'll be a sellout. He will play. He'll play longer than he did. He'll play longer than 18 minutes. He played on Wednesday. You know, they don't have a final number just yet.
Fascinating storyline, Andrew. We're looking forward to following it throughout the rest of the NBA season, and obviously thrilled to see him out there, and enjoy the ride. Thanks for joining us.
No problem. Thank you, guys.